100 word stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic for this week was a pick two, the way we were, waterproof, the wrong words, bottomless pit, safe, a word from an unknown language, and that's it. Fooled ya. And we got some stories in this week, so I'm going to go ahead and play those for you, share them with you, and I'll be back at the end of this. See you there.
Good morning, this is Richard, and for the pick two, I've chosen The Way We Were and The Wrong Words. It doesn't matter what I say or how I say it. The truth of the matter is that all you ever seem to hear are the wrong words. You hear only what you want to hear, twisting and misinterpreting what I say to your own ends, and turning them against me. I don't know where it all went wrong, or why you changed. I never changed. Why haven't I left? After all, that's what you want, isn't it? But I'll never leave. Because I still believe you can change again. And once more, we can be the way we were. So there you are. That's this week's done. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 866, with a prompt of, it's a pick two challenge. Anyway, it's good to hear Zach Mann's voice. We may have lost Tom, but at least we still have Zach Mann. Well, here's my story. Bilbert frowned at Sabrina. These two guys aren't from the Guild of the Dark Knights. They're just bullies. That's right, the one in the middle of the sidewalk said. We're bullies, and we're going to beat the crap out of you. Bringing girls with you isn't going to keep you safe. Sabrina spoke a word from an unknown language, and clouds began to gather around them. Bilbert smirked. I hope your jacket's waterproof, because you're about to get really wet. The bully stepped forward, laughing. My mom always said a little rain never hurt anyone, but my fist sure has. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story, and this is for the weekly challenge 866 with a pick two. So here's my story. I looked over the old leather box with my flashlight. Somehow it had remained waterproof. Inside was a small, delicate sheet of yellowed paper. In the center were two diagonal lines and an arrow pointing away from them. I held out the paper for my guide to see. I have heard stories of that mark being found in caves near my village, he said. You are about to embark on a great adventure, my friend. I was excited, but didn't think I could solve the meaning of the symbol before I ran out of time. Maybe I'll come back next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. You imagine, you're safe. Hiding away, in the depths of the forest. Far from the sounds of village life. You shun the daylight, sneaking out only under the cover of darkness. Snatching a few stolen leftovers from the cooking fires. And covering your tracks, at the first hint, of dawn. You imagine you're safe. But you're not, at all. You will never, be safe. And, when the next full moon rises, the men of the village will seek you out. Hunt you down. And drag you, kicking and screaming, to the elders. A virgin, sacrifice. Cast into, the bottomless pit.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The way we were always using the wrong words was a waterproof ticket to getting ourselves into a bottomless pit of trouble. It was definitely not safe to poke the beast, but we insisted on doing it. At some point, we even came up with a language of our own. Speaking in an unknown language won't get you out of this mess, she said, her eyes rolling in a remarkably odd way. We wanted to laugh, but we didn't, of course. Instead, we underlined random words in her books. Till this day, she keeps trying to figure it all out. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziekutkoff.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
When Sadie was born, she was constantly making noise, laughing, screaming, cooing. And then, her first words. Your parents thought they were babble words, but they were utterly incomprehensible. We're not sure what they are, said the experts. Colleges and universities around the world worked on the mystery for weeks, until one researcher figured it out. Does she have candy in her mouth? She asked. Sadie's parents pulled a lollipop out of her mouth, and the kid swore up a storm. This is the last time we let the doctor give her those after a visit, they said.
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, the pick two topic. I think I may have gotten a little out of sync with the topics and the schedule and such, but let's keep going. whatever. I've had a really strange few weeks. Everything's okay, I think. But, yeah. Okay. The next topic is irresistible. So go ahead and write up your stories and record them and send them on in, and we'll be ready for next week. Thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.